Av lifts. GHO borrow cap to 150 memers on core instance. AVA founder Stanley Kulichov confirmed on May 5, 2026, that the GHO borrow cap on the protocol's core instance has been raised to 150 million. The change widens the supply ceiling for AVA's native over-collateralized stablecoin and follows weeks of steady borrow demand against ETHA, WSTTHA, and other blue-chip collateral on core. The cap adjustment is a routine governance-driven parameter change rather than a product launch. But the direction matters. Borrow caps on Aave only move up when utilization gets close enough to the ceiling that it begins to constrain new mints. Raising it to 150 mers means the prior cap was filling fast. A bigger ceiling for Aave's native dollar GHO is Aave's over-collateralized stablecoin. Users mint it by locking ETH, WSTETH, USDC, and other approved assets in Aave Core, paying a borrow rate set by the GHO interest rate strategy in Aave governance. The cap is a hard supply limit per instance, separate from the per-collateral debt ceilings that govern individual asset risk. The core instance is Aave's main Ethereum mainnet deployment and carries the bulk of GHO supply. By raising the cap to 150 nemers, the Aave DAO is letting fresh borrowers mint into the headroom rather than rationing access through a higher rate. That implies risk parameters, and the peg are tracking inside expected bands. Stablecoin supply expansion against a recovering DeFi backdrop, the bump lands while Aave's broader business is running hot. The protocol booked roughly $1 billion in revenue across 19 days earlier this month as DeFi TVL printed an all-time high, with money market deposits leading the recovery. GHO sits on top of that engine. More deposits across core means more eligible collateral for fresh GHO mints. Bitcoin trading at $8,785 with a 1.4% daily gain, and ETH near $2,375 as of May 5, 2026, provide a constructive collateral backdrop. When ETH price firms, the headroom on a WSTTH or ETH GHO borrow grows, and refinancing fiat-priced debt into a synthetic dollar minted against that collateral becomes a more obvious trade. Risk levers behind a cap increase. Raising a borrow cap is not the same as raising risk. Aave Core's GHO module is governed by the GHO stability module, facilitator allocations, and per asset, LTV, and liquidation thresholds. Each of those keeps minting bounded even when the headline cap is generous. What a cap raise does change is the ability of large borrowers to enter or rebalance positions without bumping into the ceiling, which can otherwise create temporary GHO scarcity and push the secondary market price above peg. Keeping issuance fluid is part of how the DAO defends the dollar peg without subsidizing it. Where the new supply is likely to flow, three buckets typically absorb fresh GHO when caps move up. Looped LST positions, where users borrow GHO against WSTETHA or WEETH, and recycle into more LSTs to amplify staking yield. Stablecoin carry trades that mint GHO at the Aave borrow rate and deploy into higher yielding venues, such as DEX liquidity pools or curated lending markets. Treasury and DAO balance sheets that prefer borrowing a native protocol stablecoin over USDC or USDT for governance or counterparty reasons. None of those use cases require GHO to be a payment rail today. They require it to be deeply liquid, predictable, and available without binding caps. The 150 mn ceiling on Core is one move in that direction. What to watch next? The relevant signals from here. Whether the new cap fills again over the coming weeks, which would imply additional governance proposals to lift it further or to expand to other instances, such as Arbitrum, Base, or Avalanche. The GHO secondary market price relative to the soft peg. A persistent premium would tell you supply still lags demand even after the bump. Facilitator allocations and any changes to the GHO interest rate strategy. The DAO can use rate adjustments alongside cap moves to balance demand without overcommitting risk. For active Aave users, the practical takeaway is simple. If your GHO borrow stalled at the previous ceiling, fresh capacity is now open on Core.